Good evening. I want to make sure that we are ready to go. Welcome to the Talk Radio Diva After Dark session, and this is the unpack session for us to unpack what was going on with the live earlier today, and that was resilience and stress-reducing factors and things like that. I want to unpack the whole entire session and then have a good general type of talk about all the different things that we need to do to continue to develop good coping mechanisms and things like that about resiliency. So we're going to do a quick recap of everything so that we can have a good live session. And this is the After Dark Show, and this is with Trump Radio Diva, The Power to Do More. And then on top of that, I want to make sure that we're doing everything to bring you the best and new and good presentations and content and things like that. So you can call in live at 516-602-9765 or cash out love offerings at $IMCC Coaching, $DonDivaCoaching, and $TeamWorldOnline, and then Talk Radio Diva with Talk Radio Diva, The Power to Do More at TalkRadioDiva.com. So with that being said, let's make sure that we're doing everything possible to do this unpack session and do a quick once over about what was going on and what all we had talked about earlier today, and then have a general candid talk. You may call in live at 515-602-9765, and we'll be doing this for a few minutes, and then we're going to hop over here and have a good night. So for my late night owls, I want you guys to understand that coping skills is something important, and a level of conflict resolution is important. So part of this unpack session is to talk about different things or different times in our life where we've had different things happen to us, and we had to conflict resolute, and we had to get to a point to have a level of development, personal development, and coping skills and skills resolution. So part of that is we went over the I cope with stress. We did that affirmation. And then on top of that, we talked about a level of coping with sleeping issues and problems and things like that that we're going to talk about tonight. Because when you think about anxiety and the fear of unknown, and you think about loss, reduced stimulation, or having levels of overstimulated or a level of loss of structure and things like that, that's part of how you have conflicts and things like that, and how you handle conflicts is based upon whether or not you're having a level and layer of things to help you to reduce the levels of coping mechanisms that are unhealthy to healthy coping mechanisms, and finding a way to have strategies to help yourself be able to have self-acceptance for what you're going through at that moment, and then being able to understand that you might be leaving overthinking or is keeping you up at night, but it's actually your feelings that may be keeping you up at night or during the day and things like that are keeping you on 10 instead of being at an even keeled like 5 or less. So when we think about all those different things, we think about as stressful at this time of COVID. And this is where I wanted to get into the unpack session, where I feel like COVID has made a lot of people act like they've lost their mind. And then on top of that, I think outside of COVID, people were already like this, but unconventional disease and issue and problem that's out there, a pandemic, has caused a lot of people to have a level in depth of not a depth of perception of what they're doing. And I think people are getting desperate. And especially those that actually live on a higher level, higher scale of life and echelon in life, because money's looking funny and their type of broke is not our type of broke. Okay, so when we think about the power of being broke, and we think about not all of us are broke, but some of us are working poor. Or, you know, we generally have to live in a means of within our means. And then COVID has caused everybody to have to live within their means or even underneath their pay grade. So when we think about conflict resolution skills and things like that, it puts extra pressure in business, finance, and it puts extra pressure on our marriages, and then on top of that, financial responsibilities. And then so when we talked about the I cope with stress, that was levels and depth of trying to have a positive outlook on these different things. And one thing I've noticed about COVID is allowed people to really show who they are, and I believe them. And a lot of people are just desperate. And I think there's a level and layer of when we're talking about resilience and stress reduction, I think a pandemic can actually create the best and the worst in some people. And depending on the person, you have to be careful about the level and layer of highfalutin ways, because when it comes down to it, if you don't prepare for something that's otherwise stressful, creating a level of chaos and disorder in your life, just like, you know, dealing with a terrible cable company or dealing with a terrible, nasty IT specialist or provoking a gaslighting, things like that, or you have an intimate partner violence or a horrible spouse or a provoking gaslighting fiance from hell, or you got a level and layer of a miserable relationship that you don't want and you want out of. Those are things like that for where you have to reduce the stress, and resiliency is part of the key and part of that task. So when we're talking about a provoking gaslighting narcissist and a sociopath, those are things that are some things that are uncommon, just like COVID's uncommon. And so when we're thinking about a level layer of stress reduction and coping skills, I wanted to make sure that we did the unpack session and learning about all the different things that alter our depth of perception, our depth of reality. And then on top of that, having positivity and a level of coping takes practice. And it takes, like I said, 30 to 60 minutes to master a new coping skill. But then coping skills don't really solve your problems, but they help you to actually deal with them in resiliency and post problematic or conflict in fighting or inducing levels of chaos and disorder or agents of provocateur or levels of chaos and disorder from that. So when we're thinking about coping skills that are appropriate versus inappropriate, that's what we're also unpacking. And then we're on top of that. If you find coping skills aren't working, try something new. Your way maybe that you want to speak with your therapist or doctor when your coping skills didn't help. Or if you have to think about this when it's outside the realm of your doctor not being available at maybe 12:30, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, having a support team or what we call a spark team. Then keeping track of what has worked for you and then using that on a regular basis. And then, you know, like I told you guys earlier in the session, it's to inform your family or your friends or your people that you're dealing with or a spouse what you're going through. So when we think about strength, when life gets a little hard to remember, our positive qualities get hard to remember, and we're thinking about our strength weaknesses, and we talked about SWOT analysis and things like that, it's important to list your strengths and weaknesses and encouraging mantras for ourselves to help us with levels and depth of affirmative action of who we are, back to the basics, and getting back into a level of resilience and stress reduction. So I wanted you guys to understand it from that point of view and encouraging yourself and everybody else around you to continue to be a list of your strengths and then on top of that, opportunities to hone in on your weaknesses and be able to build upon those to go and make them now a strength or a superpower. So I want you guys to understand that. So when I was telling you guys about the alphabet of stress management and coping skills, we're talking about A, asking for help, aromatherapy, R. We're talking about asking to talk to a friend, or we're talking about apologizing, adding a level of acting in a favorite role that you have, or, you know, doing some kind of ad-libbing and things like that when you're listening to music, or, you know, address the issue and take it on firsthand. So then we're thinking about Z. We're thinking about levels and layers of zigzagging around the room and having fun and finding something fun to deal with or, you know, zoning out from people who are creating a level of chaos, disorder, and stress. That includes narcissistic coworkers or levels of unethical, nasty, divisive, and miserable people who have nothing better to do in life. And I found that there's a lot of people who truly are just disgusting, miserable people who keep up a lot of provocation and antics and foolery. Then we think about levels of stopping and thinking about your response before you respond to it, and then becoming a level and layer of separating oneself from the chaos and disorder and agents of provocateur and levels of chaotic people who just constantly keep up stress or stress-inducing things. And finding a level of rest and finding a level of recreation, and then on top of that, you know, requesting a level of space. And when we think about all these different things, we're thinking about levels and depth of what needs to be done. So when we think about levels and layers of venting your feelings and finding a way to visit a counselor or someone and things like that, or a level of sending a letter to someone or finding a way to sit in a hammock or even to a level and depth of people who do devilish, nasty, evil things, including IT specialists who need to be fired and terminated. And then that's including up to a cable company and suing them and things like that, kind of like the things I told you that are stress-inducing, irritating, and aggravating, and it happens on a regular basis. So, you know, when we talk about people who create those stresses or who are irritating, aggravating, provoking, gaslighting, nasty, out of order, trifling, disgusting, miserable sociopaths like the Liverpool jerk, the Canadian jerk, the nasty jerk that I dated, you know, levels like that. And then women who are involved in those levels of chaos and agent of provocateur. It's like an example there. I listened to Little Mo talk about things that were industry. And I thought to myself, you know, what kind of woman talks about industry, but you benefited from everything that was industry beforehand. But now all of a sudden you have an issue and problem. And I had to think about this. A lot of people love to go and reveal things and create stress and trauma problem or drama, especially when they are part of participants of that drama or levels of crossing the line kinds of Me Too things. Kind of like the person who likes to tamper IT just like a corrupt police department and a corrupt sheriff's department and provoking gaslighting nasty acts and his father who still has contacts with that corrupt sheriff's department. So when we talk about levels and layers of cages, people who are who like to create a level of chaos and disorder, just like the Liverpool white narc I deal with. I don't like him, and he knows it. And just like I have a nasty, pathological Canadian narc, and he knows I don't like him, and he knows it. And just like I have women who don't like me because of what these men have told them. And then that's what we talk about, agents of chaos, disorder, and provocateur. So when we talk about levels of the big impact of that and outlining what is your stressors or stress inducers, nasty cable company, failure to give good equipment or failure to have good quality service, and when you're charging me with top-tier service, but you've got piss-poor delivery speed. So when we're talking about levels and layers like that, or we're talking about like a workplace violence situation and this is my workplace. So when we're talking about levels and reducing stress, and I was telling you about unpack sessions and things like that and what we were talking about earlier today, so now we're getting into the nitty-gritty, the nuts and bolts of everything else, and then dealing with people who are nasty, out of order, trifling, disgusting, low-down, despicable, who like to pick and pick Nisha, pick me Patrick, and especially wealthy, well-connected narcs, white, black, mixed white, black, or black, black. It doesn't matter. Color doesn't matter. When it comes down to a narcissist, they have nothing else better to do. They like to irritate, provoke, gaslight. They like to sit there and get underneath your skin. It's just like Ivy Taraka, Council C-22, Ranger T-6. They need to be terminated, fired, who lied to other people, and sat there and said I was ranting, and I wasn't. And the thing is, this woman got paid for it from me, but she sat there telling lies and playing my face, but her colleague, Ranger T-6, knows how to mess with IT, knows how to do all this type of stuff, knows how to mess with cables and things like that, just like my FedEx. You know, people who are agents of chaos, disorder, and provocateur get things from you and then play in your face, like Pitney Patrick and Pitney Isha. Those are examples of those. So when we think about those type of people who like to tamper, provoke, and then you got a corrupt police department who's on the payroll of the wealthy white narc or Canadian narc or, you know, the black narc. You know, when you have multi-perpetrator and multi-levels of multi-state, multi-district levels of torts, and then when your cable company's out in California, the same place that you've had a lot of issues and problems because of your FedEx and its why. You know, those are things that we call levels of agent or chaos and disorder and provocateur. So when we think about those levels of intervention, and when we're talking about from the alphabet from A to Z, and we're talking about this in the MTAC session, we have to find a way to deep breathe. We have to find a way of drinking water, dressing up, discussing our feelings, discussing the things that piss us clean off, or people who enjoy pissing us off clean off, or irritating, aggravating, agitating, kind of like Liverpool jerk. I guess I've traced the strength over there to Liverpool, England. Yeah, you know, when you have out-of-order nasty actors who steal your phone and they end up in England and things like that, I want you guys to understand that you have to get through the alphabet of those different things to coping skills to de-stress. So when we're talking about this in the unpack session, I'm giving you examples of stress-inducing people or agents of chaos and disorder and provocateur or divisive people who don't know how to act and they're just nasty, evil, and always create problems. But the thing is, you're always seeing reactive. So when we're talking about levels of stress and chaos starters are what we call operating out of order on your own, not in order or any level of unity, abundance, and advancement. Those type of people are people who like to operate with making chaos and always creating problems and reactions and response. So when we think about the levels of eating a snack or enjoying a level of exercise, escape the situation, or if you can't escape the situation, a lot of the times what you'll have to do is get to a point that you escape from what they're trying to do, and that's agents of provocateur, chaos, and disorder operating out of order on their own. And then we think about P. We're thinking about, like, a phone a friend, or we're thinking about levels of pretend that you're in another person's shoes and not treat people the way that they treat you. So that's what I've had to do. So in this unpacked session, what we're learning to do after dark is to be able to have this confessions, kind of like taxi cab confessions without the sex. But a level and layer of having coach confessions after dark and an unpack session for all of you guys and just to kind of get to know all of my viewers. Again, you can call in live 515-602-9765, and then you can also do the Cash App love offerings and things like that at IMCC Coaching. and $DivaCoaching and $TeamWorldOnline for children, adolescents, young adults. And then $HeartRadioDiva with Talk Radio Diva, the power to do more. And then on top of that, when people see your potential, your inner life, and things like that, they like to create stress-inducing issues or provocation or levels of prostration or agents of chaos and provocateur. Kind of what I outlined for you guys and things that I've had to go through with chaos, disorder, and disruption to my life since 2017. So when we talk about levels and layers of people who need a level of reckoning and a level of karma and karma coming back to them in the form of their children, their families, or different things that need to have levels and layers of humbling. So when we think about levels of finding a way to request space from these type of people or facilitate that level of space by making sure you facilitate distance from these people, and if they continue to still reach in that remote level of ambient force and control, provoke and gaslight, or levels of torment, then tell someone, take time by yourself, then take a hot shower or bath, or, you know, take a break or take a nap or talk it out. And some people you can't talk to. Some people are agents of chaos, disorder, and stress inducers, and then get off on it. Those are people who've got that Jezebel spirit or that level of borderline personality disorder, antisocial personality disorder, levels of what they call narcissistic NPD. You know, when we're thinking about those type of people can't be helped except for a level or sent in a state institution or penitentiary. Then we think about levels and layers of V. We think about, you know, not like unethical V or things like that, but a level of visualizing a calm space and somebody's creating a level of chaos and disorder, agent provocateur, or levels of verbalizing the emotions effectively, or visit a counselor, life coach, health coach, wellness coach, marital counselor, or divorce coach, or a business coach and things like that, especially if they're a business entrepreneur. And this is where in the unpacked session we get into the different nitty-gritty that I didn't want to be long-winded in other session with. So when we think about writing out our feelings and journaling and things like that, walking away from a situation, finding a writing a letter if you have to go to litigation, things that I'm going to have to do. So when we're talking about levels of having to stop somebody by putting a lawsuit, restraining order, or criminal restraining order, or a federal investigation, or a state investigation, or a level of lawsuit across the board, multi-state, multi-district level tort lawsuits, and then invoking a level of personal protections and lifetime restraining orders, lifetime do not contact orders, or lifetimes of what we call protective orders and continue to have them enter. So that way, when you're dealing with agents of chaos and disorder, it's a lifetime protection there, a lifetime restraining order, and a constant level of understanding that you're going to either respect me or you can either get down or you can lay down. And that means either three hots in a cot or you can stop playing your agent provocateur levels of chaos and disorder and disruption. So when we think about those different things like that, so we can go to H, helping someone with a problem, or if a person is the problem, helping them to a door and think, you know what, the door, you can leave. Not like your door being tampered or levels of locksmith doesn't keep the keys, but you make copies of my keys and things like that. So when we think about unlawful levels of entry into someone's house, vandalizing, provoking a gaslight, stress-inducing things. So when we talk about all those different things, we go to L. We think about, you know, look at the altitude of your positivity versus their negativity, their brokenness, their disorderly misconduct, their levels of psychiatric brokenness, their levels of breakdown, and their levels of having any remorse for the things that they do, agents of chaos and provocateur operating on order on their own. So this brings me back to this conversation. And I watched the interview with Lil Mo, and she was talking about levels and layers of industry, okay? And y'all know I don't like to talk about the industry. I'm related to a lot of people in our industry, but it's no big deal, nor here nor there. But when we talk about levels and layers of industry, I don't like talking about it because I think what goes on in industry stays in industry. And what I found is a lot of people are broke now. A lot of people are what we call working broke, or they are living above their means, and now it's finally coming back to bite them. So now everybody wants to expose industry or say different things that may or may not have happened. And then when we think about levels and layers of everybody's whole with things as long as it's not affecting their life, their livelihood, or their lifestyle. So I'm thinking COVID revealed one of two things. People's resiliency level and resiliency stress-reducing levels, or the levels and layers of being stressed and creating a level of chaos and disorder in their life that they otherwise didn't have, but they were enjoying creating chaos and disorder in other people's lives on that petty step, you know, and creating levels and layers of crossing the line BS until it happens to them or life hand them a level of karma and a level of humble pie. So So when we think about those level things, and we have to think about what it is in COVID that makes us either resilient or break or fall apart, we have to think about this in regular times, not just in COVID, but how do you deal with stress? How do you go and get to a point of a level of gateways of development and self-development and professional development and then even programmatic development to not do the things that some people are doing because they're desperate for money or they ran out of money or they're living above their means and they no longer have that same paycheck, but it was fine as long as they were doing things to people. So we think about levels of coping with anxiety and negativity or extreme anxiety can inhibit your everyday life, but COVID has put another variable or ratio into that, right? That means that everything that we normally do in our regular everyday life got thrown off. So when we think about levels of practicing deep breathing, facing your fears, and levels of eating nutritiously, exercising, you can no longer handle the stress or financial stresses and things like that that causes our coping mechanisms, our resiliency level, or our resiliency factors to go down significantly, then it's a level layer of figuring out, hey, maybe it's possible that I've got to be able to cope with everything, including my finances, looking a little funny. Now, for those of us who have been used to having issues, ups and downs and things like that, we have to learn how to go and navigate even COVID to tighten the strings a little bit more. But see, those of us who know how to do that, COVID doesn't bother us. Or those of us who have chaotic, disordered lives, that we're not creating the chaos and disorder, kind of like my life, which is personal. But I want to share with you in the unpacked session that, you know, your personal life can meld over to your professional life. And that's what happened to me in most of my situations where it was reactive, but it was gross reaction to a lot of insidious abuse or levels of chaos and disorder or agents of provocateur or chaos. And this is what I call them, agents of chaos. So when you think about the seeking of professional help, you feel like you're paralyzed in life and how you're moving and things like that, and then sabotaging your chances of experiencing the level of success that you deserve, then there's a level of stress-inducing things and factors that are outside of COVID. But we think about anxiety and that comes with all that stress or situational depression. We think about the levels of emerging triumphant and coming over that. So those are the different things of strategies of how to overcome anxiety and becoming more resilient. And so we're thinking about levels and layers of, you know, conflict resolution skills, and we talked about that earlier, and we were talking about how to conflict resolute and unhealthy responses to conflict, and then we're talking about healthy responses to conflict as characterized by levels and layers of capacity to recognize and respond when you're responding inappropriately or not appropriately or being manufactured a level of self-sabotage or levels and layers of narcissistic abuse, toxic shame, toxic blame, or chaos or agents of chaos creating those levels. Then we think about readiness to forgive or forget, or sometimes you may not be able to forgive or you may not be able to forget because it's so egregious and it creates trauma, PTSD. So we think about the ability to seek compromise and a level of avoid pushing the issue, especially if the issue is creating multiple layers of chaos and disorder in your life or creating a level of unfair variables and outcomes and things like that or causing you to be targeted, kind of like how happened to me. And, you know, levels of death threat, provoke, and gaslight, and the bullying and harassment that I experienced online. So when we talk about levels of the four keys to conflict resolution and skills, we have to look at conflict resolution and the skill set. Just one moment, y'all. So when we're talking about levels of conflict resolution and things like that, when we're talking about conflict resolution and things like that, quickly relieving stress or stress inducers or levels of aggravators and provocations or environmental levels of aggravation and things like that. I've told you about my AC unit. It goes long to you not to act up. Or levels of terroristic antics and EPA violations of people tampering the AC unit. Things of agents of provocateur, chaos, and disorder that like to create that level of response. You know, insidious abusers like T&E that like to mess with AC units or people who like to tamper them like Gregory Foster and, you know, Olivia Dickey and Mr. Johnson and things like that. I like to play these nasty games and things like that, and I'm fed up with that. So like LP, Lisa Perkins, people who need warrants, and Natalia Gomez, you know, things like that. So when we think about the stress inducers or chaotic stress inflicting or people who create a level of wounds or psychological wounds or damage or people who are stress inducers with vent issues and problems or creating levels of EPA violations through the vent. So when we talk about those things, we're talking about environmental, physiological. So we're thinking about levels of quickly relieving that stress and outlining that stress, and then on top of that, the levels of layers of stress and stress inducers. And then we think about the sight, touch, taste, sound, and that's part of environmental, and then the emotionally overwhelmed and the challenging situation, especially when you got a poisonous environment, dealing with poisonous people, and nasty out-of-order troublesome people or poisonous food, things that I went through and survived. when we think about conflict resolution skills and things like that, and recognizing and managing your emotions and things like that, are people who like to go and create a level of response that you don't normally have. And this is where we're talking about levels and layers of being able to understand agents of chaos and disorder or disrespectful misconduct people, people who like to come on lives and provoke gaslight or do different things that are unacceptable. So, you know, things I've been dealing with in business and, you know, the troll farms and things like that I dealt with on Periscope, Twitter, and things like that. And then we're talking about levels and depth of people who have backdoor deals and doing all this stuff. And that explained all the levels of antics and buffoonery. Tina Lawson, who did all that and had all those fake accounts and the bot accounts that were being done by the Ohio State jerk and everything else. And that's Carla Felling. So when we're talking about levels and layers of coordinated efforts to provoke and gaslight. So when we think about unethical people who are involved in levels of agents of chaos and disorder, that's what I meant by that. Just like Melissa Lawson at the police department with a nasty attitude, smart mouth, Celia and, you know, Jason Mraz, Barbosa, Larson, Larson, Harris, Chilgle, Williams, Brian Williams, white and black, and then Nelson, and then on top of that, McMahon and several others that like to play games, or Sasha that came down here with the BS and things like that, you know, and she's from WWE, but she didn't know I went to school with people from WWE. So then we have levels and layers of people calling you names and things like that or provoking and gaslighting. The things that are just unacceptable chaos and chaos-driven and causing and creating environmental stress. And then the level of domestic terrorism provoking gaslighting. You know, unethical BS like that. So when you think of this as a life coach, health coach, wellness coach, and divorce coach, and as well as a business mentor and entrepreneur, you have to think about this as a mompreneur. It creates a level of chaos in trying to raise a child. And then on top of that, being a businesswoman and making sure that you put food on the table and things like that. And when you're business, small business, and then as a disabled person on top of that, and I'm allowed to supplement my income, I decide I want to go after the dream. I wanted to go after the things that I thought I could do, and I started in 2016. But the thing is, my health got the best of me. Guess what? It created another layer of stress. And when we talk about stress that can kill you, it almost did. And when we think about those levels of things, you have to recognize and manage those emotions that come with it. It's not like Holly from the police department, come on with it. What are you going to do? Get you fired? You know, those levels of things like that. So when we think about all these different things and we think about hard-to-handle conflict or chaos starters or people who like to play on levels of interactions at the police department when my exes were police and their fathers were police and things like that, or feds and things like that. So when you have levels of chaos starters and the father's a fed and the son is now a fed and an informant and a provoker and a gaslighter, and then the next ex is you didn't know that he was a fed and an informant a long time ago and became one again and worked for the city police while the other one's daddy worked for the county police. So when we think about managing the stress and the emotions of being your police officer's son, and then you found out that your own ex is a Leo and lied to you, then it's a level of layer of dealing with that type of stress, because that's intimate partner violence, a level of IT hack, and cable company hack, and provoking gaslight, the narcissistic things that continue to happen with cable and AT&T. So that's what I was trying to tell you in this unpack session. It's more or less like understanding how chaos and how resilience and stress reducing and finding coping skills and things like that have to happen. And then we think about skill three, improving your nonverbal communication skills, including eyeball, hand-eye coordination, levels of therapies and things like that, focusing on the present, picking and choosing your battles, you know, making a relationship with yourself as a priority, loving yourself and having self-acceptance, which is what we're going to move into just now. And then being willing to forgive yourself. Sometimes you cannot forgive the other party, especially the egregious levels of near-death experiences or car tampering or hacking a computer or provoking a gaslighting or playing different games or messing with computer files, stealing things and documents or playing in someone's face and playing mind games and head games or tapping IPs or tapping microphones and playing these nasty narc games and thinking it's funny to do, but it's a violation of privacy. So when we think about this, know when to let some things go and let people go. So I've cut off people who are chaos starters and distress starters, inflictors, but then they continue with the remote stuff like Ivy Turok and Ranger T6 who will be fired and terminated. And then Ivy Turok will be fired and terminated because she got my paperwork and then played my face and told people I was ranting and I was not. So levels and layers of people like that have to be fired because they're nasty people who are creating a level of corporate discord and a level of organizational discord and agents of provocateur, and they're not operating in the right light, but they're painting other people a false light like it did me. So when we're talking about levels of fair fighting and ground rules, you have to sometimes have to practice the art of remaining calm and the majesty of being calm. So when we talk about all those different things, expressing your feelings, being specific, and then on top of that, not hitting below the belt, things that I had to learn how to do because they were hitting me below the belt and kept it up until I went off on them, and then they were using that against me. So when we talk about gross reaction, reacting to abuse syndrome from dealing with pathological narcs or agents of chaos disorder and provocateur. So that brings me back to the little mo situation. When we're talking about industry, the industry doesn't make you do anything that you don't want to do. And then on top of that, nobody is going home with most of you people who are industry. So I want to debunk the myth about everybody likes to blame the industry. Everybody likes to want to blame everybody but themselves and taking accountability. So when we're talking about levels of taking accountability, everybody knows that I am pro-industry. Everybody knows that I'm always going to be pro-industry. I've got family that's been industry for years, almost 30, 40 years. Then on top of that, I've got non-family that has been connected to industry and things like that. So I've dated people who have, like, family that are industry as well. So when we're talking about levels of finding a happy medium with all that and then finding a way to not hit below the belt, and when you got wealthy, well-connected agents of chaos and disorder, it's not the industry that's the problem. When you have levels of people who are provocators or posturators or filibusters or like to create stress, then you have to find a way to reduce it, even if it means letting people know sometimes. And like I said, not hitting below the belt, attacking areas that would bother you or levels of chaos and inducing things or things that they think is causing a level of chaos and disorder and reaction and using that against you, like it happened to me. So when we think about this, you want to not create a level and atmosphere of distrust or anger. So you don't want to generalize, and you don't want to avoid make-believe. You just want to stick to the facts, like I have with all the receipts and things like that, and that's why a lot of people are mad. So now they want to stockpile a level of things and create a level of problem and disorder. So when we think about this, we don't store up a level of grievances and hurt feelings over time. What we do is address it as it comes and stop holding it in. I was guilty of that a long time. So when we talked about all those levels and layers of that, when we're talking about levels of reducing conflict and things like that, so that was the impact session in that. So let's get to the point of a level, a layer of coping with stress in the manner of stress management and then self-acceptance that sometimes you have to find a way to stress reduce. Because when you think about self-acceptance, let's go into that for a second and then talk about this in the sense of what you say or what you do to avoid being ridiculed by others. Sometimes you have to work at a job that you don't like or around people you don't like because you have to think about money's the motive. Cash rules everything around me, dollar bill, y'all. So we think about things and we don't do things to impress others, but sometimes some people live in a level of imposter syndrome and get to the point that they want to actually have acceptance for people who are just determined not to accept them, or they realize that you have the potential to excel or be great. They don't want you to be great. So when you think about your exercise and diet beyond that and the physical and getting adequate sleep, the list is really endless. And so we have to think about the real secret is self-acceptance, is self-abundance, and self-love. And going from a level of what we call the truth is belonging starts as self-acceptance. Your level of belonging is inquired, in fact, can never be greater than your level of self-acceptance of yourself. So you don't need anybody's approval to be a superstar. Heart. So when we think about all of that, we think about how to have the courage to be authentic, vulnerable, at the same time, imperfect. So a perfect imperfection. So what else is self-acceptance? There's always a way to look at self-acceptance, and there's a way for us to have constructive criticism of others, including ourselves. But sometimes we're our own worst critic. But sometimes you don't need to give evil ammunition to continue to criticize or victim shame, victim blame if you're going through a level of trauma, PTSD, from situations that have gone spun out of control, chaotic disorder, crap starters, or people who like to make up all these type of situations, and then when it snowballs and it gets out of control, then everybody wants to play the blame game, and let's point people out. So that brings me back to Little Mo. I was thinking to myself, ma'am, didn't you benefit from all the industry and a long time and getting a lot of money now that you're a has-been or nobody or somebody that you used to be somebody and everybody used to recognize you, now you're a has-been. Now you want to act like, okay, the industry is a problem, but it wasn't a problem as long as you were benefiting. Make it make sense. So when we think about the absence of responsibility to continue to improve and a level and layer of introspection, do you ever think that you were the reason for your career being in the toilet? Do you ever think that some of your actions and your behavior mechanisms or your management of your behavior was completely out of order and completely disrespectful or misconduct laden? Think that there's levels and layers of why you didn't do well in the industry? So I like to tell people all the time, stop blaming the industry for people operating on their own. Nobody has any more influence on you than yourself. So you are the aggregator or driver of your own fate. This is the reason why I'm explaining this from a level of industry to a level of a personal program development and outside of staffing program development, but being able to understand introspectively and the unpacked session is to be able to sit there and say to ourselves, what is it that I'm doing to default my career? Or what am I doing in my reactions? What am I doing in my level of my locus of control? Because I had to look at this woman and she started talking about accountability and accounting for the things that she's done in her life. And I was like, okay, maybe she's on the right path, but exposing anything industry has nothing to do with you, darling, because I had to think about it. I'm like, weren't you whole there the whole entire time? If something allegedly happened, we don't know what happened in industry. We don't ever know, and we probably never will. It's none of our business. But what is it to you to bring it to us for us to listen to? Because we weren't there, so we don't know. And in some cases, you say you were there, and sometimes you said you weren't. Then why are you talking about it now? But when you didn't have any conscience when you were making money. So make it make sense, young lady. So it's the same thing in our life when we have to take accountability and advocate for self-improvement. Sometimes we have to look inward, and we have to look at the reckoning with ourselves. So it's an acknowledgement of our shortcomings and our characters, our strengths, our habits, and we have to think about our tendencies, and it's about facing the truth and accepting the different things and accountability for our own actions. So once you know where you are, you have to make a responsible, conscious choice to plan to move forward. You can't delve in the past about some industry stuff, like I was saying about this lady, and she's wanting to expose things, but you can't do that. For what? How does that benefit you, exposing things that have nothing or a little bit to do with you? And if you were around, why didn't you say something then? Why didn't you have the integrity to go speak up then? So if you're benefiting all these years, then why don't you go return all the money? Why don't you return the cars and houses that you got from being industry and things like that, since you want to have a conscience all of a sudden and growing one? This is why I said COVID is making people really reveal themselves of who they are. Because if your money's looking funny, then let it be known and just leave it at that and live within your means and your pay grade. Don't sit up here and try to do these expose games and think it's going to work out well for you. Because at the end of the day, I don't go around exposing people because I don't want people doing it to me. People did it to me unlawfully, illegally, and literally were using my life for a subject matter and thought it was funny. So I got wind of it. Now they're mad. And that's from the IP hacks, the levels of production antics and issues that were being done. So when we talk about levels and layers and making a reasonable plan to move forward, I said, you know, let bygones be bygones. I got to let things go because I'm never going to get justice. And when somebody sat there in my face and said, Breonna Taylor has a likelihood of getting more justice than you will, I'm thinking to myself, you're probably right, sir. You're probably absolutely right. But at the end of the day, I'm not worried about the justice. I'm worrying about the levels and depths of sometimes things are bigger than me. It's not always about a lawsuit. It's not always about suing someone. It's about me growing and trying to continue to go and with my level of light. This little light, I'm going to let it shine. So when we think about all these things and the light bulb came on, little Einstein, I had to sit down and think to myself, what is it I want to do with my self-acceptance? Do I worry about what somebody else had to say about me? Do I worry about the vicious cruelty, mental cruelty, emotional abuse, financial abuse, coercive control, or levels and layers of do I find a level of accountability? You cannot be both, one, your fan and your enemy. You have to be one or the other, either your own worst enemy or your own number one fan. And it's self-defeating if you decide to be your own worst enemy. So you have to think about those different things. So that's why I said something about the interview that was done. And then we have to free ourselves from self-punishment. We have agents of chaos, disorder, provocateur all over this world who are broken, empty vessels and broken, empty souls who take on whatever spirit that gets invoked in them, and they get to the point that they sit there and operate the way they do. And at that point, the Jezebel spirit's in them, and then they end up having a level layer of chaotic disorder in their life, and they love to create it in other people's lives. I'm a subject of having to deal with that. So when we think about this, you have to set yourself free from those type of people. You have to set yourself free and reduce the stress, and especially if it's a chaotic level of people or multi-state, multi-district level torts that have to be filed on those grievances and the levels and layers of chaos and disorder that it brought to my life and disruption it brought to my life. So when we think about our goal setting, we have to be truly radical in that, in our self-acceptance and our journey towards contentment, peace, and happiness. So in all of that, I wanted to close out this session with a level and layer of understanding how stress can be affecting you. And when we think about all of these things, we do stress-reducing activities and things like that. So we're going to go over just that, finding a way to have self-acceptance outside of that and be able to not let people project their negative energy onto you, and you go and make sure that you have a level and layer of positive energy, that it makes energy vampires go away, and it makes people who are succubus, or what we call chaotic, disorderly, misconduct-laden people, or agents of provocateur and chaos, we have to get and reduce the stress and have a resiliency. Let my positive energy, my positive ray of light shine to the point that it makes you run off. So when we think about all those different things, we think about the changes and the impact of our life. And then we think about strategies for anxiety or stress-inducing people or people who like to create chaos and conflict resolution skills that we have to have. And then outside of that, if it's becoming overwhelming, do what I did and let law enforcement know. Let levels of agencies know whether or not they do their job or not, or levels and layers of both, and then trying to make sure that somebody always knows what's going on. Because it's just like I said, follow the light, fear not, and I've read this in my book. And one of the things that it helped me in my enlightenment, in my journey to heal and become more resilient and become a little layered of more calm and the majesty of being calm and the levels of black girl magic, white girl magic in between, I had to get to a point of a level of majesty of remaining calm and have a tremendous level of stress relief. And then on top of that, reducing the chaos and disorder in my life, even in environment. So when we talk about levels and layers of that, this is what the impact session is all about. So we've done this 41 minutes, 26 seconds. I wanted to make sure that you guys came to the live session and unpack session, and I hope you got an understanding and a recap of everything that was going on. And thank you for attending the live. You can call in live 515-602-9765, Cash App Love Offering, or $IMCC Coaching, $Dawn Diva Coaching, $Teamwell Online for Children, Adolescents, Young Adults, and Talk Radio Diva with Talk Radio Diva, myself, Cece, and that's the power to do more. So also, when you want to book your appointments, you can make sure that you do all of that and all of the above. Make sure you put the dollar sign in front of each one of those. And when you call the appointment line and things like that, it's 833-IMCC or 833 for my appointment, Dawn Diva Coaching, 833-BOOK-ME-TOO for teamworld.online for children, adolescents, young adults. Book your appointments at IMCCcoaching.com, DawnDivaCoaching.com. And then on top of that, make sure you go to teamworld.online for children, adolescents, young adults. And then on top of that, for my team worlders who are for destination motivation, get up, get out, and do something, don't let the world pass you by. And then for specialty appointments at IMCC Coaching. All right, and IMCC.com, coinciding. IMCC.com is actually a specialty appointment line. And then, again, dollar sign IMCC Coaching, Dawn Diva Coaching, TeamWorld.online, and then Talk Radio Diva and the power to do more. So, again, I'm going to take you guys out of here, and I want to make sure that you guys enjoyed this live session. Make sure you at us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and then on top of that, follow our Pinterest, and we'll be able to start pinning things and things like that. I just want to make sure that we're getting everything out and efficient to you guys. So, again, thank you so much for attending this live. And I'm going to bring you something up for you guys, and then I'll talk to you about it in just a second. Okay, so you guys, I'm going to take you guys up out of here. I wanted to make sure you guys enjoyed everything. You saw everything for what it's worth. And then on top of that, make sure that you guys, if you want to be Mod Squad, you can go and email us at info@talkradiodiva.com. And then on top of that, if you want to be Mod Squad on Twitter, Facebook, and Periscope or Twitch, you sure can. And then on top of that for YouTube. So I really need a Mod Squad, and make sure you guys do that. Again, the call-in number is 515-602-9765, Cash App Love Offerings, or $IMCC Coaching, and $DonDiva Coaching, $TeamWorld Online, and then on top of that, $Talk Radio Diva with Talk Radio Diva CC, the power to do more. You guys, I'm going to take you on up out of here.